For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith, which comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Reverend Romeo Selmensah of the Makarios Church, Adringano, will teach and direct you with practical life experiences through the word of God to walk in the miraculous life in faith. This is the word of God.
Hallelujah. Amen. Isaiah chapter 44. Isaiah 44 verse 1. It says, yet now hear. Somebody say hear. God is speaking to his children. He said, yet now hear, O Jacob, my servant. How many are servants of God? God is saying, hear what I have for you this year. Hear, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen. Can you see colon there? More things are about to happen. Thus saith the Lord that made thee. How many know that God is the one who made you? Wherever you were born, it is God who made you there. And he knows where and how he made you. He intentionally made you in a village so that he can bring you to the city. He made you to be born by a poor parent so that he can do something else for you. So he said, the Lord that made thee, he's speaking to you, and formed thee from the womb. As you were in your mother's womb, God knew who you are. Hallelujah. Are you here of God? He said that I will help thee. That's the first thing God will want you to know. This year you are going to receive help from God. The one who formed you in your mother's will say, I will help thee. And so he said, fear not, O Jacob, my servant, and thou Jeshurun, whom I have chosen. More things are coming. Verse 3. I love it. How many love what is happening? I will pour water upon him that is thirsty. How many are thirsty for God to change your storyline? I will pour water on him that is thirsty and floods upon dry ground. Your ground, your business is not doing well, but God said, I'm going to pour water and rain upon that place. Amen. I'm preaching. Who is going out? No movement, please. God is saying that I know that your state now is very dry. Yankoponsi when you say baby a wujid and assassino a dry. Name mum na seven say I'll pour water upon him that is thirsty and floods upon the dry ground. I'll pour my spirit upon thy seed. You are receiving the spirit of God upon your life. And when the Spirit of God come upon you, what is going to happen? And my blessings. Oh, this year shall be a year of my blessings for your life. Because it's not coming from you, it's coming from God. I say it's not coming from your uncle, it's not coming from your brother, it's not coming from your boyfriend, it's coming from God, from heaven. The one that formed thee. Hallelujah. Now see what colon, have you seen colon there? What is going to happen when blessing come upon you? He said that, and they shall spring up as among grass, as willows by the water courses. People have not known you and heard about you, but you are about to emerge as one of the stars in your family. Hallelujah. when the blessings of the Lord is poured upon you, Bible say that ubefifi te se edua edua no wonsu ho. Hallelujah. Like the willows, like among the people spring up. So this year, by the blessings of the Lord, I will spring up. Lift up your voice and praise the Lord. Pour down thy blessings. Oh Lord, I look forward. Oh my creator, the one who formed me in my mother's womb, I wait on your word today. Pour upon me your waters, Lord. Pour upon me your spirit, Lord. Pour upon me. Let my dry ground be turned into a flood. Turn my business, turn my life around. It is in your power to transform, to change me from ordinary person into important person. Pour upon me your blessings. Pour upon me your blessings. Oh, I want to spring up, to spring up, to spring up, to spring up. As strong among the grasses, spring up among the grasses, among the blessings. You too shall spring up. You too shall spring up. May the Lord pour His blessings upon you. May the Lord pour His spirit upon you to spring up, to spring up, to spring up, to spring up. To spring up, oh Lord, you say when we pray for the anointing, you will pour upon us your spirit, your blessings upon us, will cause us to spring up. Hallelujah. Verse 5, it says, and one shall say, I am the Lord's. Just say, Ube yen shama, nupa yon say, wabaka say, pa, miye nyamini pa, miye nyamini pa. I am the Lord's. And another shall call himself by the name of Jacob. And another shall subscribe his hand unto the Lord and surname his name by the name of Israel. God is going to change your name this year. I say God is about to change your name this year. How many believe that when there is an outpour of blessings? This is what God is saying to you. He said, I form you in your mother's womb, jubilant. I form you in your mother's womb, and I am the one you must look up to. That is why I say, hear me. If you can hear my word, and you can follow my voice, and you will believe in me, I am the one who formed you, not your former boyfriend or former girlfriend. I formed you, and only when I pour my blessing on you, would you spring up. You are springing up as among grass. Hallelujah. One more winning, sir. What to talk can? I feel so, but talk can't even know who. One more since you are done, also be sitting in Nibia. One more took one, also be took one. One more, my warrior, who's already ever calling him. One more, my word, and also a few super pilgrim. Receive the Spirit of God, receive the anointing of God. Receive the blessing of God. Lift up your hands and just thank the Lord that He has thought about you to pour upon you His Spirit, His blessings, that you are going to spring up. 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 You are going to spring up as among the willows, as among the grasses, as among the people you know. You shall spring up. You shall spring up. You shall spring up. We shall spring up. As among grasses, Lord. Oh, as willows are the water course. By the water course. By the water course. We are springing up. This year we are springing up. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you. We bless you. That you are the one who formed us in our mother's womb. When nobody knew us, you knew us. Even our mother who gave birth to her didn't know us. Because when we were in the womb, she could only sense a baby. But she didn't know the face and the structure and the texture of the skin nor the shape of the face. They didn't know. But because you are the one who formed us, you knew us. And that is why you are calling on us to hear your words and hear your word. Thus saith the Lord. You are about to pour upon us your blessings. Your spirit is coming like rain upon our lives. And Lord, you are going to cause us to shoot up and rise up and become among the greatest we know in town. The anointing upon our lives, our ministries are going to spring up, because when your blessing come, when your spirit come upon us, we shoot up from the ground and we become among the greatest ones. Release this anointing upon everyone and let there be a transformation of our lives today. We love you. Let this scripture begin to be fulfilled in our lives this year. That we are springing up, Lord, among the grasses. And the world will hear of us. And they will know we are the blessed plantings of the Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We once again acknowledge your very presence here. And say, Lord, speak to us once again. For any time we come here, you speak. And so speak to us. And let the word of God bring true transformation of our lives and our destinies. We give you the praise. In Jesus' name. And all the saints can say a big amen for that. Hallelujah. Please, welcome somebody to church. Say, welcome somebody to church. Welcome somebody. Welcome, welcome. Welcome five people. And say, God is about to make you a blessed person. The Lord is pouring his blessing upon you. His spirit upon you. Welcome somebody. And just be seated. Hallelujah. Amen. We are already blessed by the prophetic word. Isn't it true? You have to learn how to allow the word of God to make influence in your life. When you read the Bible, believe in it and apply it and pray over it that this scripture will be fulfilled in your life. Amen. Any ground where there was no rain or watering is not easy to do well. But when there is an outpouring of water, things begin to appear. You begin to experience something supernatural. I want to encourage everybody to become a spiritual person, and expect supernatural things in your life. Amen. Don't live your life by your knowledge. That's the Bible says. Don't trust in your knowledge. But in all your ways, acknowledge God. That is, acknowledge supernatural things. God is a supernatural thing. He's not an ordinary person. He doesn't do ordinary things. Samuel, you are welcome. I was praying for you. I knew you would appear today. Today I said, Lord, I want to see my son Samuel. And the Holy Ghost draw you to the church. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Amen. So as you woke up in the morning, you felt like coming to church because I prayed that God should send you. So angels were trying to move you from wherever you are to come to church. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you here or go home? I want us, see, we are Christians. We have to believe in the supernatural. And when our sister stood here to give a testimony that her phone got lost in Medina Market, and I cram for in the phone. Okwa akra. When ko baby, I say baby, and the phone no aye we ano. Yadi a she shave me hold oko passi. Do you think that it's normal? See, if you live your life by normal thing, you can't see the glory of God. Yes, akra. And there are so many phones they are selling. How did it happen that it is this particular shelf where her phone that has been taken from Medina. That, this is my phone. In fact, the Holy Ghost showed her that that is your phone. Go for it. The Holy Ghost did all, showed her. I pray that God will show you many things this year. I said, God is going to show you many things this year. Hallelujah. How many expect God to show you many great things this year? Hey! That is when she saw it and I said, that's my phone. The Holy Ghost showed her. That's the Spirit of God at work. She was led. As many as are led by the Spirit, they are what? The sons and the daughters of God. So I can see she says, daughter of God. That's why the Holy Ghost could lead her. This year, may the Holy Ghost lead you to see what you are looking for. Hallelujah. I see the rest of the prophets preach a message that may the Lord guide you to find what you are looking for. It's one of the points, isn't it? Yes. One of the 10 points that we are praying about. You know all the 10 points. It's very important. I have to take them though. That may the Lord lead and guide you to find what you are looking for. And this year, the Holy Ghost will lead you to find what you are looking for in life. Amen. Cast the net and you will find. He said, oh, but this area, we don't cast it. I said, cast the net, you will find. If only you will hearken to the voice of God. That's why, by the end of the year, we will see a separation between those who are spiritual and those who are not. Because the manifestation already started by those who are spiritual. Hallelujah. Amen. So, the book we are studying this year, from the beginning, said, Attempt Great Things for God. That's the title of the book. Attempt Great Things for God. Jerome, do you have the book there? You have the book? You don't have the book? Why? I told you to get a book, let's populate everybody. So I have it on my list. I don't know how it can be distributed. Attempt great things for the Lord. Amen. Hey, you mind me? Yeah. Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 1 and 3 to 3. Jeremiah 33, 1 to 3. We say Jeremiah. The Jews call it Jeremiah. Jeremiah. That's the book. Attempt created for the Lord. I'm preaching from chapter 5. So go to chapter 5. If you have the copy of the book. I'm preaching from chapter 5 today. Hallelujah. The title is Attempt New Things. New things. This year, new things are going to happen to your life. That is why he said that when I pour my spirit and my blessing, you shall spring up like a flower in the grass, like a willow by the waterside. By the waterside. We call baby and so what? Bonse, you were special, it would be fifi. Baby, I had drawn and I'm going to free because in soon I walk on into no, it cannot be a dry place. Your life will not see dryness this year. If only you know how to be position yourself where God is. Hallelujah. I can testify to the glory of God. Since I came here, one of the people I've seen very, very committed to the things of God, church, is Belinda, Christy, and some other, almost all the time. You see them. I'm talking about the ladies. I've seen significant transformation of their spirituality. Yes. And that is why God doesn't just follow and maybe Yvonne. Almost always you see when it's church, they are there. But some of you, you think that, well, we are wasting our time here. You cannot live, Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. John 15, 15. Without me. Without me. You don't like to follow me. You don't want to come to church. You don't want to read about me. You don't want to get close to me. You don't want to fellowship with me in Bible studies for me to show you things. Hey, Jeremiah 33. Jeremiah 33 verse 1. God said, moreover, what happened? The word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the second time. What happened? The word of the Lord. The what? The word of the Lord. What will make you see a change in your life is that you must open yourself to the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the second time. While he was yet shut up in the court of prison. He was in prison because he has prophesied against the king that God is going to punish them and they will go into captivity. The king said that you have spoken bad against them, put him into prison. And as if God didn't see that he had been put into prison, God didn't mind, said that whether they are put into prison or they won't put into prison, my word is coming to you. Let me tell you this year, no matter where you find yourself, open your voice, yourself to the voice of the Spirit of the Word. Hallelujah. Amen. Many of us, once things change in us, like, oh, because I'm serving God and I'm struggling small, and then you are not interested in the Word of God again. Samuel, are you here? Go. The Word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. Where? When even he was in prison. In prison. Not when he was in party, prison. Even when people have rejected him, almost like there's no hope for his situation. Hallelujah. Amen. Whether you are in office, the word of the Lord must come to you. Whether you are working, the word of the Lord must come to you. Anywhere you are, any circumstance you find yourself, always make sure that, Charlie, there is a message that you are hearing. That's how we say the hearing and seeing campaign. The word of the Lord. The word of the Lord. In prison. Many of us, small things, circumstance change. I won't come to church again. I won't read my Bible again. I won't pray again. If you say you won't pray to God again, who suffers? Is it God who suffers or you are the one who suffers? If you say you won't come to church again, is it me who suffers or you who suffers? It is you. If you don't know, I'm telling you, it is you who suffers. So you are deepening your problems when you decide to cut yourself from the word of God. You wake up in the morning, you can't have quiet time, and you are going out. Do you know what is ahead of you? You get to office, you are too busy to listen to tape message. Meanwhile, your ears is not working. It's your hand that is working. It's not true. So you can have this thing in your pocket, your phone. The message is playing. Okay? And then your earphones are in your ears. And you are listening to the voice of God. Because if the word, listen, and say, and the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the second time, while he was yet shut in prison, saying what? The next verse. Thus saith the Lord thy maker, the one who made you. He knows your situation you are in. He said, everybody can leave you, everybody can reject you, but I will be with you. In waters, I'll be with you. In fire, I'll be with you. In everywhere you find yourself, I'll be with you. And that is why Fred was giving the testimony about, he quoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. When the king said, if you don't bow, we'll put you into the fire. He said, you can take us there. Because we know that when we get there, the one who made us, he will be with us. And we will not cut ourselves from our God and do what is against our God. So the word all came to that, said the Lord thy maker, the Lord that formed thee and established thee. The Lord is his name. The next verse, which the scripture is such, you know, it's a popular scripture. Call unto me and I will answer thee. This year, may every call and prayer you pray be answered by God. Hallelujah. He said, call upon me. I know you are in prison. I know that you feel disappointed. That why have you come this far? It seems like your life has retreated back. No. You were going to have a certain relationship, the relationship broke. And it's like God has disappointed me. No. He knows you are coming back into prison of circumstance. But you see, even there, just call upon me there. I say, call upon me there. I say, call upon me there. And I will answer thee. And not that I answer thee, but the most important thing is that. This is the next line. I'm going to show thee. I'm going to do what? Show thee. What are things? Great and mighty things which you never even know. Oh, may this year be a year that you know mighty things. Mighty things that you never knew that is going to happen to your life. God is going to show it to you. I say, God is going to show it to you. Oh, just call upon me. Just obey my voice. Just, I want to hear your voice for me to do something for you. Ladies and gentlemen, God wants to do great and mighty things. So when we say, attempt new things, God is saying that if only you can close up with me and follow my voice and be in tune with me, any circumstance you find yourself today, I am the one who can take you out of that place. I know you come from a very poor family. Like I came from a very poor family. But I have learned how to call upon my God. And he has taken me out of my doldrum. It's time for you to experience new things in your life. That's why I will show you great and mighty things that thou knowest not. That means that new things. New things. The things, if you know it already, would it be a new thing? That means that God is interested in many new things coming to you than even you are thinking about yourself. Because see, Jeremiah was only thinking about how to come out of prison. God said, leave the prison matter to me. I'm going to show you rather mighty and greater visions that will help you to become even wilder preacher of the gospel. Said, don't be afraid of what the king has done for you. He told the king that if you should go to the war and come back and meet me here, then I'm not a prophet. The king went and he didn't come back again. Yes. Don't be afraid of what your enemies and those who are against you, what they are planning against you. That's how God is saying that. Look unto me. I am your maker. Your brother is not your maker. Your beloved who has disappointed is not your maker. He didn't create your breast for you. Did he create that breast for you? So don't allow him to destroy your destiny. The one who put that breast there, he knows who he prepared it for. Are you here or go home? Are you here or go home? Oh, Mr. Sante, I must say something. The one who formed you, he knows the kind of job he has prepared for you. So when you lose one job, forget about what the person has done and look unto him. Say, call upon me. Call upon me. I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty. May you experience great and mighty things. Amen. Hallelujah. So this year, attempt new things for the Lord and for yourself. Hallelujah. Be open to do great and mighty things that God will show you in your life. Look unto God for God. Show me. One of the topics you must pray for, Lord, show me what to do. Show me. Because when God shows you things, it changes your perspective. The reason why we cry a lot is that we haven't received a certain revelation about what so many things. Sometimes it is even good that maybe that person that you wanted to marry didn't marry you. Because if God should show you the alternative one that he has prepared for you, you will thank God. Oh Lord, I thank you that this guy has been led my life. I thank you that I lost this job. Because you are saying that you show me new, great and mighty things. I want God to show me great and mighty things. My prayer is that when I take the scripture and I'm reading, God will show me something new and something great. That will be a blessing to people. Hallelujah. Are you there or go home? So God will reveal great and mighty things as you walk along with him. As you what? You walk along with him. Because see, if I can show something special to you because you are with me. If you are not close to me, I can't show you things. Isn't that true? Revelation chapter 4 verse 1. Watch. Are you writing the scriptures I'm giving to you? John the apostle, Bible says he was thrown into a desert. It was said that they tried to burn him, he couldn't be burned. So they decided to throw him into a wilderness. That But as he was there, he started praying. He said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, Revelation 1 verse 10, and I heard a voice. Now, after 1, 2, 3 chapters, chapter 4 is a continuation. And he said, after this, I look and behold, a door was open in heaven. This year, may God open to you heaven. When everybody thinks that your life has come to an end, before they know, heaven has opened and God is about to show you many great things that you are not aware of. Hallelujah. A door was opened in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was, as it were, a trumpet talking to me. Hey, God's voice sounds like a trumpet. Sometimes when you are reading the scripture and it hits you, it's like some sound of beast is reverberating in your spirit. You jump with joy. Who said to me? He said to me what? Come up. Stop the crying. Rise up. Move on. Stop thinking about the past. Rise up. Come up. And what? I will show thee things which must be hereafter. This year you are going to see many great things in your life. May God show you great things. I say, may God show you your prayer that, Lord, open my eyes that I can see things. Now, Christians, we don't pray spiritual prayers, though. We pray foolish prayers. That's why Santa God doesn't mind us. Open my eyes, Lord, that I can see things. One revelation you catch, you realize that it's like, it's good that all the thing that has happened should happen. So that God can show you rather many good things. When you see somebody who has been disappointed and is crying, it's a sign that he's blind. He can't see afar. He can't see afar. One boyfriend has disappointed you and you are crying and you want to die. One boyfriend. Even if you turn left and turn right, you see there's a boy standing by you. All over. And there are millions of people in the world waiting to marry you. And then you start crying. So why? Your eyes are blind. Because there are millions of men who God has lined up. Do you want to marry 7 husbands? It's not only one. Is God so wicked that he won't give you one out of billions of men? And who told you that you are restricted to marry only a gay woman or a gay man from your hometown? Open yourself. Open yourself. You can marry an Australian. You can marry a Jamaican. You can marry anybody in the world that God has prepared. If only you are looking for a new person, a new person, a new man in your life, you will be willing to go out there and wait and say, Lord, show me the new thing that you are telling me. So that the old, why even the old see me? He should be ashamed that, I mean, he should be afraid of me. I see God taking you there. He said, I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And what was the first thing he saw? Watch it. And immediately I was in the spirit. And behold what?
a throne. That means that God is elevating your position even as you are crying down there. As you are thinking on the ground, God is thinking about a throne for you. God is thinking of something greater, something higher, something more honorable than what you have lost. Are you here, bro? I will challenge you this year. Expect greater things, new things. Expect new things, new things. That God is taking me to a higher level, a higher position, a higher presence. I'm expecting a higher salary, a higher thing, something better than I've seen before. Hallelujah. Yeah. You see, if you don't expect it, and you don't make an attempt for God to intervene to take you to higher. That's why many of us, our lives are this. We don't believe that God that we serve can live just above what we have lost. That's what I'm trying to say. Attempt to expect new things, new things. So we tell another new things, new things, new things. Attempt new things for your life. New things, not old things. Hallelujah. New things. He said, I saw throne was set in heaven. God is preparing a seat of glory. And you are in the mud crying. I see your storyline changes. Oh yes, this year there shall be a transformation. Are you expecting it? Hallelujah. Amen. So God is always willing that he will show his children new things. Attempt new things for the Lord. Be open to new things. God has great things that he will show you. Amen. Do not be tired of attempting new things for God. When you are tempted, you are tired of attempting new things, then you are tired of living. Always expect new things in life. New friends. New revelations in the Bible. New prayer line, the way you pray. You should see that your prayer has gone into a new level of prayer. Hallelujah. Attempt to make new things happen to your life. You used to be fasting for only 30 minutes. Move on to 1 hour. It's a new level. You have moved on. Because only those who are interested in a new level receive new things in life. Hallelujah. That is why God said, if you call upon me, I will help you to get there. So if God is a promise of God for you, why don't you make an attempt to look for new things and see God's hand performing for you? Amen. Are you there? Go home. How do you discover new things? 5 ways you can discover new things, and we are done. 5 ways you can discover new things in your life. This year, apply these 5 ways, and you are going to receive new things in your life. Amen. Number one, be open to new books. Say new books. One of the ways to receive revelation in life is to read books. Amen. So this year, commit yourself to reading books, new books that you have never read before. Because there is something inside the book that may be a great blessing to you. If you're expecting new things, be willing to read new books. Hallelujah. We have, our bishop has written so many books. Now we have Macarius 51 to 100. We already know Macarius 1 to 50. There's a new set of books from 51 to 100. Do you think that there's nothing inside the book? There is a lot of things and many new things that God will show you. You can only find them in books. Hallelujah. So this year, determine that at least every month you read one book. Are you going to do that? Because it is in new things. Books are, there are treasures hidden in books. Amen. We will read scripture about it. Number two, be open to new men of God. New men of God. God is using not only one person to do great things for him in the kingdom. Be open. Maybe it's my message you have been listening, but open yourself to listen to Bishop Eddie's podcast. Open yourself to listen to Bishop Dak Wonder podcast. Listen to maybe any of the bishops. The podcast is free. It's free. It's free. All that you have to have a good phone. And you just download the messages free of charge. There are great men of women who are carrying the anointing. Their words make impact in lives. So begin to open yourself to anointed men of God who are doing great things. And God will use them to be a blessing to you. New things will happen to your life when you open yourself to new anointed men of God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you expecting new things in life? The next one. 3. Be open to ancient ministries. Ancient. Old. There are some old things you have to read about. You see, our generation, we have only robbed off some old messages. Sometimes the old songs. You know, today, as David was leading to sing a song, this is one of the old songs, but they're very powerful. Tom one song. That when we fall, he has a hand to lift us up. When we call, by his love, he hears us. I mean, a powerful song. If you start singing these old songs, anointed songs, not you, some of you, Shatawali song is only what you know. You are tuning your ears to be listening. How can new things happen to you? New things. Leo, there are powerful worship songs. Powerful old worship songs. If you are a musician, you must look for some of these old songs. And sometimes when they start singing, say, where did they get the anointing from? That's why I love reading about the prophets. Old prophets. Their messages, when they start, you start listening to reading the stories of Elisha. I love that man. It's like every problem you bring to this man, he solved it for you. Hey, powerful. But you see, they are ancient men who were anointed. John Wesley is a great man. Many of us, we don't care for anything. We don't read anything, even current books, we don't read. But I tell you, to have new things, because Bible says, what is new on earth? What has happened is what shall happen. So anything that happened maybe 100 years ago, you will see that that's the same thing that's about to happen. If you read history, you will realize that many of the things that happened, that's why Bible is always a good book to read. Because like all the stories that we read thousands of years ago, when we read it and we apply it this year, it's like it's happening today. Human beings, we have not changed. We are the same bad people. And the only thing that can save us is the word of God. Anytime we leave God, we suffer. Anytime we come back to God, we are blessed. It's as simple as that. Hallelujah. So, give yourself to, some of you say, me, I can't read Micah. Do you know what is in Micah? So, engage yourself to find out what is in Micah, the book of Micah. There will be something that will be a blessing to you. Amen. Nahum. Do you know Nahum? It's like, okay, Nahum, anawada. Unkai hoda. Do you know what is there? Huh? Yeah. Yak Habakkuk. You don't know all this. Joel. Only Matthew, Mark, and Luke. I don't go on Unkai. But all these people, they quoted from those great men. Hallelujah. So open yourself to ancient ministries and God will bless you. In Acts chapter 8, Bible says that verse 27 and 28. And he arose and went, Acts 8, 28, 7, 28. He arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all his her treasure, had come to Jerusalem for to worship, and was returning, and sitting in his chariot, reading Isaiah the prophet. Yes, he was reading Isaiah the prophet. He was not reading current books. An Ethiopian finance minister. And the Bible said, as he was reading, the Holy Ghost spoke unto Philip, go and join him. And as he went, he showed, he asked him, do you understand what you are reading? He said, how can I unless somebody explain to me? Then from immediately, Philip started explaining the scriptures to him. And when he got the revelation that Jesus is the one they are talking about, and when you give your life to Christ and you are baptized, you will become, you'll be saved. As they were going, Bible said that they saw water. He told them, if this is the word that I'm reading, that you have explained to me, and there is water here, then what should stop me from being baptized? I'm coming down right now. Baptize me so that I become a child of God before I continue my journey. Immediately the revelation dropped him. Something new happened to his life. By the time he returned back, he had become a different person. This year, by a revelation that God will give it to you in the Bible, your life is changing forever. New things are going to happen to you. Some of you are going to be transferred from a family of poor people. You are going to join the family of the richest people in the country. Because one scripture that God will drop, it changes your destiny forever. Hallelujah. Are you going to give yourself to knowing these things? We are expecting new things. So if you don't get yourself involved and you sit down, those who are interested, we are moving on. I'm expecting new things all the time in my life. Amen. Number four, open to travel. Travels. Tell them about travel. You sometimes need to travel. Sometimes we have to travel from here and go to headquarters. Sometimes we have to travel from here and go to even foreign country. I've been to Israel before. It changed my understanding of the Bible. I've been to Korea to see a church where one man is pastoring a church and over 700 people come, 1,000 people come to church. Yes, 700,000 people. 700,000 people. We have 7 services in the auditorium that sit about 55,000 people times 7 on one Sunday morning. When you go and see, something will change. Yes. Those of you who don't like fellowship and going to join people, that's why you are still a village boy. Because what's the sign? Because when you travel with people, you will learn new things in your life. Say amen. Many of you be more sorry than myself. Your poor sorry, not queen. Now go. Fellowship with the anointed people, fellowship with the leaders, fellowship with great people, and you become a great person. Hallelujah. Are you here? I've gone home. Travel with. Last week, was it not Peter who gave a testimony? He traveled with me in my car from Volta region. Yes, he went to Volta region for a funeral. By the time we returned from funeral, something has changed in his life. Travel. That's why we are praying that God will bless you so much that if you hear Bishop is going to somewhere, you say, Charlie, I can buy a ticket and go and join him. Something will change in your life. Pray that God will bless you so much that when we are traveling, you can join us. Very soon we shall be going to Israel. Start preparing your money for that. I say, start preparing yourself for that. So that when we say we are going, you must be able to buy your own ticket. Say amen. Don't use all your money for your hairstyles and for your painting of your shoes. Save some money. So that when the time comes that we are traveling, you will be able to buy your ticket and come along. By the time you return, something new has taken place in your life. Hallelujah. Some of you even played. Won't you not play Buddha? Is it not true? Have you sat in plane before? How many have not sat in plane before? Raise up your hand. I see plenty of people. But this year, God is going to show you. You are going to travel by the grace of God. It's a new thing. Pray that God bless me to be able to actually travel to Togo and come. At least Togo and come. Say amen. How many are going to pray that God, I want to travel this year. I pray that show me how to be able to make buy my ticket and travel to Ivory Coast and come. I'll be able to travel to Nigeria and come. Even some of you, even Kumasi, you haven't been to Kumasi before. Kumasi. Hallelujah. So, that is why I'm teaching you. Attempt to do something new. Something new that You ask yourself, have I traveled to Kumasi on plane before? He said, no. How do I be able to travel to Kumasi without going to join a VIP? Lord, how can you bless me? So that at least for this year, I can say before the year end, you should be able to say that by the grace of God, this year I've been able to sit in the plane. Is it not a powerful deal thing? Wouldn't that change your life? I mean, even if you tell your friend that, oh, meet me at airport. He say, why are you going? I'm just traveling. Oh, wow, you are traveling. It changes your status in your eyes. It's not true. You are going to be there this year. And new things are going to happen to you this year. I said, new things are going to happen to you this year. Say amen. Are you going to attempt new things? You see, if you don't desire it, you can't get it. Some of you believe God that this year you will be a married wife. It's a new thing. It's a new thing to have a husband by your side. You have been a bachelor for far too long. But now, I want new things in my life. Huh? Oh, Henry. New wife, new person. That you are not. Tell yourself, say, hey, you have to believe God, work yourself, and that there is you need new things in my life. And one of the new things is that I want a new wife with me. A new wife. To those who don't have wife, not those who have wives. A wife is a new thing. A husband is a new thing. Say amen. A car is a new thing. This year may God give you grace to buy your own car. It's a new thing you must expect God to do for you. But some of you must be able to build a house this year. It's a new thing. Hallelujah. It's a new thing. It shows that you are moved from one level of your life to another level. You cannot always be sitting at one place. New things are signs that God is leading you forward in life. So when you are not seeing new things, if your salary is 1,000, believe God that this year God will give you the grace that you might earn 5,000. It's a new level. A new level. You have to pray for God to show you. Say that, call upon me. I will show you great and mighty works. It's a sign that you are not praying for that. God has given an assurance that he will give you there. He will give it to you. So why are you not praying? That is why from Tuesday, we are engaging ourselves in fasting and prayer. It is titled, Don't Mind, what do you call it? What's the title? What's the name? Jerome. Don't think about it. Don't think about your problem. We know you have a problem. We know you are struggling. We know how much, but don't think about it. Just commit yourself to God in prayer. By the time we are done with this fasting and prayer, new things shall begin to happen to your life. You won't think about the problem again. Because now you are going to commit yourself to your maker. The one who formed you. He said, call upon me. For these 21 days of water. You just call upon me. And I will show you great and mighty things. May this year, may you experience great and mighty things. You see, when God shows you things, you realize life is so easy. Life is so sweet. Because things that God is showing you, some of you are going to receive a new customer. When he comes to your shop, why does everybody buy 2, 3, 4, 5? He buys in hundreds and thousands. Receive new customer. Because expect new things. Hallelujah. Number 5. We are closing my time, sir. So, Galatians chapter 1 verse 18. Paul said that after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and to be with him for 15 days. Hey, brother, this year you go to America to spend some holiday with your uncle for 5 days. It's a new thing you must pray for. Hallelujah. Paul traveled to go from Antioch and he went to Jerusalem when he became a Christian. He went to, may you go to America this year. May you go to UK this year. May you go to Germany this year. May you travel to Papua New Guinea this year. A new land you have never seen before. May the Lord take you there. So that at least before the year, you shall give a testimony that at least I've gone to Dubai and come. Receive the ticket to go to Dubai. It's a blessing of the Lord that must be part of your destiny. Say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me tell you, price of What do you call it? Plane ticket is cheap. It's very cheap. With 1,000 cities, you can go to US and come back. Just 1,000. Sometimes I can come to even 950. It's because you are not prepared. Because you don't have to prepare yourself and you are not expecting. That is why when you get money, you waste it. But when you are expecting new things, you will prepare yourself for those things. Hallelujah. That's how God is challenging all of us this year. There are new things He is about to unfold to you. Because you have to do understand what I'm saying. Yes. Since you traveled with your wife to South Africa and back on your honeymoon, you haven't traveled again. Expect a new place to go this year. If you expect it, God will give it to you. Mr. Odo, have you traveled with your wife to Takoradi on a holiday before? Huh? Expect new things. Now, one day you go with your wife for a holiday in the hotel for 3 days. Yeah? No child with you, only you and your wife. It's a new thing. I say it's a new thing. It's a new thing. Some of you have never eaten in a restaurant before. It's a new thing. Hallelujah. Believe God that God is going to bless you. So that new things begin to happen to your life. Amen. Are you going to believe God for that? Are you going to travel with God for that? The last one, be open to the power of God. Say the power of God. Say the power of God. In Luke chapter 5 verse number 17. Luke 5:17. Now watch it. Bible said that, and it came to pass on a certain day, as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem. Now, how Jesus Christ was preaching, Bible said people have come from Jerusalem. When you hear Jerusalem, it's like Accra. They have come from Judea, let's say like from Winneba. Then they have come from Galilee. What's about Takoradi? They all gathered before him. And I was as he was preaching, watch the next verse. And the power, we have jumping. We haven't finished that. And the power of the Lord was present. Was what? Present. Oh, wherever you are, may the power of the Lord be present there. You see, expect that God's power will be wherever you are. So that any challenge of life you are going through, once the power of God comes there, it destroys every work of Satan. He said that, and watch what happened. Was present there to heal. And behold, a man brought in the bed, which was taken by a pastor. And they means they bring there. And when the man came there, there was a healing there. Because once the power of God is available, every human problem vanishes. Many of us, we need to believe the power of God. Because there are witches in our families who are destroying, they are fighting for our prosperity. And the effort you try to make in life, they are also undermining you. That is why you need the power of God to be around you. That even as you are sleeping and you are thinking and planning and configuring against you, God's power will crush them on your behalf. Well, witches, they want you to be dead, though, if you don't, I'm telling you. That's why if you don't pray and invoke the powers of God around you and around your children, around your business, and around you will think that life is all about you. No, my boy. There are forces that are working against us. And you must also invoke the powers of heaven to be on your behalf. Hallelujah. And so this year, to be able to move forward, we need the power of God around us. That is why you must be careful when you are committing sin. Because when you commit sin, you force God to withdraw his hands from you. That is the seriousness of sin. There's a pleasure in sinning. But the problem is that when you commit sin, you make God's hand, which was protecting you, be removed. So you become exposed to witches and wizards and their plans against you. That's why this year, determine that nothing will take you from the presence of God. Because you cannot live your life without the power. There are powers of darkness. As we are here, there are powers that are fighting against us that we move from this place. Everything, there's power behind. And this year, you won't fail God. God will not fail you. If only you know how to follow him. You know how to get closer to him. And how to pray. Say, pray, call upon me. You call upon me. My power will be there. The witches want to kill you this year. Allow them for me. I'll sort them out. Psalm 89, watch. Verse 7. Psalm 89, verse 7. I'm closing with it. Watch what happened. Psalm 89. I found David my servant. What is that scripture? Give it to me. Can you see it? What is that? Verse what? 20. I have found David my servant. My what? The one who served me. The one who knows how to follow me. The one who comes to church every day to seek after me. I have found him. May God find you as a servant this year. And he said, with my holy oil have I anointed him. The next verse, what's happening? With whom my mighty hand shall establish him. I will establish him. Nobody can fight what God has established. I will establish him and I will strengthen him. May God strengthen you this year. But you see, God will not strengthen anybody by heart, though. He strengthens his anointed. The people who carry his Holy Spirit around their lives. Those who run away from sin. Those who don't engage themselves in the foolish sins. Because God hates sin. So when you sin against God, you force God's hands to move out of your life. I will strengthen him. And watch the next verse. The enemy shall not exact anything from him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. You see, there are sons of wickedness, spiritual wickedness that are always trying to destroy God's children. But I say, because I've anointed him as my special son or my daughter who loves me, who serves me, who fears me, I will make sure that my hand is strong against his enemies. Wow. They can't afflict. Afflict means that there can be, oh, why not you remember, boom. Oh, why not you remember, too? Something can affliction. That is what afflict a cell. You're a bunny, be a person can be well enough for more. Then can sell enough for. Now we have cancer. Now, because you know, I will not allow anybody. Because the man who is holding your breast and squeezing and kissing, you don't know the heart is in his heart. You don't know it. You're only interested in the excitement you are getting. But you don't know that hand. What it has done. And from where it is coming from. The money that he's giving to you, you don't know where the money is coming from. You don't know what the hand has done to get the money that he's giving to you. You are happy. You don't know that he's going to afflict you. Afflict you. He's a son of wickedness. You think he loves you, he's using you for his wealth. Watch it. The next verse. He said, I will beat down his foes before his face. And plague. Anybody who hates you this year, God will make sure that they have diseases and sicknesses. I said, that's why I don't know why you should allow yourself to commit sin and lose the hand of God from your life. I will plague those who hate you. Anybody who say, I hate you, God will cause disease and sickness to enter into their bodies. They will die and you shall be alive to the glory of God. Hallelujah. That is why you see, God is a great God. And if we love and serve him, you have no idea where your life is going. And I want you to know that this year is your year to serve God. Because you are expecting the hand of God. New things must happen to your life. New and great things. Not ordinary things. We don't want any ordinary things. We want mighty things. Hallelujah. Let me conclude by giving you a scripture for the first point. Okay? A book. Read new books. Okay? 2 Kings chapter 22. 2 Kings 22. Watch it. What happened? 2 Kings 22. Josiah was 8 years old. when he became to reign as a king. And he reigned for 32, 31 years in Jerusalem. Are you there? Please, are you watching? I'm reading it and I will close. And his mother's name was Jedidah, the daughter of Adiah of Boscoth. The next verse. Remember, we are talking about Josiah. How many say Josiah? Say Josiah. He was only 6 years old. 6 years. Watch how people's life get transformed. How many are more than 6 years old? See how somebody's life changed you. He was only 6 years old. And then, Bible says he did that which was right in the sight of God. He walked in the ways of David his father and turned not to aside to the right or to the left. That means that he followed the steps of David. David's life, going to church, serving God, doing the will of God, and living a righteous life. And that's how he did it as a young boy. He copied an elder blessed family member. And what happened? And it came to pass the 18th year of King Josiah. The king sent Shaphan, the son of Meshullam, the scribe. That's the pastor who read the Bible. He sent the house of the Lord. Listen, the king sent to the scribe. Said, go to the house of God. Konyamifie. Eh? Say, and go up to Hilkiah. The priest, the high priest, go and see the pastor there. Go and see the pastor there. Maybe there's something that I don't know that he knows that can be a blessing to me as a king. This year, relate well with your pastor. Because that is how your blessing is going to come from. Don't disconnect from the flow of your pastor and your prophet God has given to you. The king, 6 years as a king, I am a king of the country, but there is a spiritual leader I want to connect to. So he sent to the Hilkiah that all the money that you have brought from the house of the Lord, the keepers of the house have gathered the people. Okay, the next verse, watch. The money. He said, let them deliver it to the hands of the doers of the work that they oversee, that have the oversight of the house of the Lord. And let them give it to the doers of the work, which is in the house of the Lord, to repair the breaches of the house. He was thinking about building the church of God as a small king, interested in the things of God. So they say money, carpenters, builders, masons, timber, and hew stone and to repair the house. Young boy, he was interested in building something for the Lord. This year, God is going to help you to build new things. You shall have carpenters in your life. You shall have masons in your life. Some of you have never hired a mason before, but God is going to bless you that you will hire masons and carpenters. It's a new thing because anytime you set agenda to build something new, God will give you people like that to minister to them. Hallelujah. To repair the next verse, watch. Carpenter, you've never been elected to a carpenter before. It means that your level of prosperity is so low. But the Lord is listening to you. You will meet carpenters. You will meet masons. It's a sign that your life is going forward. Amen. How many have had relationship with carpenters before that you are paying a carpenter? Only 3 people. So it means that you have not built anything before. But this year God is going to give you grace to build. Say amen. How many are expecting God to give you grace to build a house this year? So he said, how about there was no recording of the money that was delivered unto the land because of them? They dealt it forth faithfully. Apart from the building, now watch it. The next verse, verse 8, quickly. And Hilkiah, the high priest, also said to Shaphan the scribe, I have found the book of the law of the house of the Lord. So you to go and tell the king that apart from the fact that he wants me to do the work of God, he also must know that there is a book of the Lord that has been lost, that I have found. And the content in the book that we have not listened to, followed, has led us into troubles. Amen. So he told me, and he read it, the next verse, quickly. Please, I'm closing very soon, everybody. And Shaphan the scribe came to the king and brought the king the word again and said, thy servant have gathered the money as you said. Okay? And have the oversight of the next verse. Quiet. And Shaphan the scribe also showed the king, saying, Hilkiah the priest has delivered me a book. Nana, Yes, we went there. We have also found a book. So, and he, Shaphan read the book to the king. Read the book to what? The king. I'm talking about Josiah, 6 year old boy. He became interested when he found a new book of God. Now, the Bible says that the next verse, watch it. And it came to pass that when the king had heard the words of the book of the law, he rent his clothes. They have been struggling and suffering for nothing. So when they read the book to the king, he tore his dresses. Ah! Mama, ya bread. Now watch it. He rented, and the king commanded he killed the priest and all those people. And they came, the servant of God, saying, watch, 13. Go ye and inquire of the Lord for me, I beg you, pastor, if this is what is in the Bible that you have not been reading it, help me go to God and inquire for me and for all Judah and concerning the word of this book that is found. For great is the wrath of the Lord that is kindled against them. Because, underline it, are you here? That's the last point. Because our fathers have not hearkened unto the word of this book. Just a brain, yeah, papa, man, guess I'm walking kind. No, my son, just oh, my, interested in reading. Oh, my, I suffer for nothing. But as time has come, if your father failed to read the Bible, well, you cannot allow the Bible and its content to cause your children to suffer. The king said, the reason is that our fathers fail to read the content to teach us that when we obey the voice of God, we will be blessed. Our father didn't serve God. They didn't read the Bible well. That is why you are suffering. That is why your life has become wretched. But if your father had known God the way you have known God today, maybe things would have changed better for you. But now you know. You cannot disappoint your children. Because if your fathers fail to read the book, and so you are suffering for nothing, it's time for you to be interested to read. Read. He said, yeah, Papa, no more higher. How many can testify that your father really has worried you, Pa? If your father, my wife's father, he had wives, no wife. Oh, his grandfather married about how many? 65 women. Yes. And his father was at 124th person. And they also married plenty. So when you go to a propon, the Akufu family, they have plenty. But you see, they didn't read the law. So they made them suffer for nothing. My wife, his father didn't take her to school. He had money to have taken the children to school. But because they have not read, they didn't know the word of God. They used the money to buy cars, women, fun. They slept your destiny in the hotel room. Your destiny was the money to have taken care of you. He was paying for a foolish girl in the hotel room. He didn't read. He said, inquire. He said that, for great is the wrath of God that is kindled against us because our fathers have not hearkened to the words of this book to do according to all that is written concerning us. And so we are suffering. And say, I beg you, priest, seek the face of God for us. From today, I'm going to commission myself and all my country that we are going to read this book so that God will turn his anger against us and blessings and prosperity will bring come to our family. This year, be like Josiah and say, my fathers have made me suffer. Because they didn't read it. Kuma, your father caused you to suffer because they didn't read the Bible. But this time, you must give yourself to the reading. To the reading. To the reading of the word of God. And observe to do everything that the word says. You will change the destiny from troubles into prosperity. New and good things will begin to happen to you. That will happen to your children and to your children's children and to your children's children's children. I pray that this year, as you commit yourself to God, new things will begin to happen to your life. May the Lord bless you all. Amen. Stand to your feet, lift up your voice and pray. Pray to God and say, Lord, if for nothing at all, today you have shown me, by reading your book, my destiny can change. Our fathers, they didn't read it, and they have caused us to have troubles. They have made God's anger to go against us. We don't want our children to also suffer the same. Give yourself to prayer and give yourself to reading. Lift up your voice and pray. Oh, Holy Spirit, we love you. 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 New things are found in the book. In the book. If Josiah has not been interested in the book of the law when it was found by Hilkiah, oh, they would have continued in pain, in struggles, in poverty, in confusion of life. Oh, Lord. But when Josiah found the book and he started committing himself to reading, you turn your anger. You turn your anger. You turn your anger. And you brought restoration. Oh, I pray, Lord, everybody whose father has failed, everybody whose mother has failed to read the word, to apply the word, and to bring blessings that they have suffered unnecessarily. A time has come, oh Lord, pour your spirit upon them. Revive them, Lord. Turn their hearts away to listening, to hearing, to reading your word, so that the captivity they have found themselves, you will turn, oh Lord, unto them. You will turn their captivities and restore them into dignity. New things, new things, new souls, new members, new things, new cars, new houses, new blessings, new breakthroughs. Release upon us, Lord, as we hearken to your voice and do your will. Oh, we thank you, Holy Spirit. We bless you. We bless you. As every head is bowed and every eye closed, maybe somebody invited you and you don't know Jesus as your Savior. Maybe your father failed to serve God, and that is why your life has become what it is today. But God wants you to become the beginning of new things in your family. And so, Bible says, except a man be born again, he cannot enter into the new kingdom where new things happen. But today, you can join the great family of God so that God can turn your life and make your seed blessed. Every head bow, every eye close. Lift up your right hand. You want to move away from your fathers. Your fathers have made you suffer because they failed to know the God of heaven. But today God said, come unto me, I will change you. You begin to become the new beginning of new blessings that happen. Lift up your right hand. God bless you. High above your head. As my hand is lifted up. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Please come forward. I'm going to pray for you. Come. Come to me. Come. 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 Take a step. Come. Come. Come to Jesus. Come. 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 Brother, keep coming. Keep coming. Don't talk about anything. Just come. 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 Come, 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 come. Yes. Yes, come to Jesus. He will change your life today. Come on to Jesus. Oh, let him have his way. Sing it again. Come on to Jesus. Come on to Jesus. Come on to Jesus. Give him your heart today.
give me your life today. Come on to Jesus.
Let him have his way.
Let him have his way.
Let us pray. Close your eyes, everybody. Bow down your head and join us. Now listen, I feel in my spirit that somebody was still standing there. Just think about it. While you're going home, say, "Bra, who bring you now?" Did you? Nyango pon se ni atiene se o papa a wo wono o mami a wo wono wanti nyame se mo asi ye enti wansu nyame asem ye wani nyame achi ye to ma wa bre. But then ne opese o you free some mani enu mu na o do si at konkon foforo bi so a obey and name a need for fro ama one more brother why are you there for? Obi I confuse you. Nyanko pon ne wo kasa. Wasi me na me nyune wo wo na yem. Me nku to na me tme asisa wa brabo. And enti abra nyina si e trust nyaka tie ni. O wa na ndu se o bre. Abraba no ba nya hwe ya tie se enti asie bi nya ma ye. Ba ne nyanko pon se se wo do ho hye ne mu a. Obama ahon body foforo bi abe tra mu. Aba sisan wadwene na ma wadwene papa am waso asase se wo sua nya me sem no na ne hira so e do. Change the destiny of your family by coming to Jesus. Only he can change you. Come, I'm waiting for you. Don't allow Satan to confuse you. You are changing not yourself alone, but the destiny of your family members. God is going to use you. He did say, "Thou shall be saved and thy household." Believe in God and you shall be saved and your household. What you fear for? Say this after me, all those in front, and congratulate Jordan. Say, "The Lord Jesus, I thank you for today. I've come to know you formed me in my mother's womb. You know every part of my being. You know what is in store you have for me. Today, I humble myself and come to you. For I know without you, I can do nothing to change my destiny. But when I commit my life to you, you are faithful to forgive me all my sins, cleanse me all my unrighteousness, wash me with your precious blood, make me a child of God with your Holy Spirit dwelling in my heart to lead me, to guide me, to help me, to serve you, to worship you, to follow you all the days of my life. Say, from this day going, let your Holy Spirit help me to know you and to love you more every day. And I know as I follow you, you will bless me and make me a blessing unto many people. Say, from today, make me a star in my family that will bring light of salvation, prosperity, divine favor upon all my family members. Say, use me, Lord, as a witness of your glory, of your blessings, of a person who have new things always happening to him. I want to see new things, Lord, as you manifest them in my life. And I will testify of your wonders unto many people. Say, thank you, Jesus, for dying for me, for saving me, and making me a child of God today. Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Father, thank you for these precious souls. I place a sea of your spirit upon her. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Use this woman. Change. New things. Release. He said, if anyone is in Christ, a new creature, old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Let new things begin to happen in the life of our brother. Even if it's a dry ground, you know how to pour your water. Today, your water of blessing has come upon his life. Let new things begin to happen in his life. Many great and new things. Show it unto him, Lord. Show it unto him that you are God. Many people say, God, God, you have never experienced you before. Lord, let them begin to experience your wonderful works. As they have come humbly to surrender their lives, let there be a new things. New things, Lord, happening unto his life as a living testimony of the truthfulness of thy word. Use him and bless him in Jesus' name. Amen.
We believe you've been blessed by the message. Do visit us at the Makarios Church at Ringano on the 13th New Oyo Avenue behind the American House building. This and every Sunday are first and second services at 7:30 a.m. and 10 a.m. respectively. For counseling, prayer and spiritual support, do call 0244-327717 or 0243-869119. God richly bless you. So be.